Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Spirit Travels Radio. I'm your host, and tonight we have Ben Hicks. He is the writer and main actor of Midas Cove. Hi, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. I'm excited about this interview. Why don't we start by telling everybody a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm 45 years old. I live in Floyd County all my life, and that's about all they are to me. I'm kind of like a plain, simple guy.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. I'm really fascinated with the script that you're writing for Midas Cove. Do you want to elaborate any about that, or how do you want to go about that?
I can tell you a little bit about it. I just don't want to give too much away. Basically, it's a suspense thriller. It's about revenge, corrupt politicians, a corrupt town, and the story of Jake Carter. What he goes through, he goes through a horrible traumatic event, and it shows how he's able to deal with it. He either has to choose the legal way or take matters into his own hands.
Oh, wow. Do you think, when you came up with the idea, what brought that on? I mean, what was the idea behind the idea of Midas Cove and the story?
Well, I've always been a fan of the classic suspense thriller horror movies. And also, you know, Jake Carter is, I guess I created him about past experiences, stuff I've had to go through and stuff. But, no, I'm not a murderer or anything like that. But, basically, I've always been fascinated with those movies, and I just started writing one day, and it just came to me, you know, just started writing.
Mm. So has writing been a passion of yours for your entire life?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I've written other things, but I don't know, something about this story here that I started writing, I just kept getting more and more into it. I mean, I literally just would write for hours on it. I mean, I would write I was staring into the laptop and my eyes were like blood red. I mean, the story really is really good. I'm not just saying it because I wrote it. I'm just saying it really sucks you into its world.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you mind if I ask about how you went about placing the characters? Or the actors with each character? What was it that they had to show as far as ability-wise in order to possess each character?
Well, one of the first people I cast was Tina Summers, and I had a lot of great actresses for that role, you know, try out for that role, and they all did really, really good. And I met Lisa Ridenour, and I literally saw her transform into Tina. I mean, she read the script, and she literally just blew me away with her performance. I mean, all the emotions were right there where they needed to be. And another actor, Joshua Varick, a very talented actor. Oh, my God. He is going to be doing big things. He told me that he plays Eric McDaniel on my show. And he told me that character was a challenge for him because he's never had to take on that sort of type of role. And I have to say, he really brought that character to life. He really did. And I mean, I love how he told me it was a challenge for him because, you know, I love things that are a challenge. You know, you want to take on something that's intimidating and, you know, conquer it.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So they have to, each actor and actress had to have some type of connection, basically, is what you're kind of getting at. They have to be that character. They have to feel it emotionally and physically, basically.
Yeah, especially when I met Bridget Stravin. She tried out for Madison Carter, and when she read the character, I mean, she really felt for that character. She felt sorry for her, and you could see how she literally just she had a passion for that character. She literally just became Madison. And I've actually you know, did a test reading with her, and she blew me away. I mean, she just literally became that character. I mean, I'd say all of our actors are so talented. I mean, when you see these people perform, you're going to go, oh, my God, where have these people been? I mean, not one of them isn't bad. I mean, every single one of them is great, flawless performances.
Do you want to talk about the McDaniels in particular, as far as their stance in Midas Cove?
Well, one thing I'll share about the McDaniels is you're really not going to like them. they are the corruption of the town, and you just—that's all I can really say about it is watch out for them because they're very powerful people.
Basically, what having too much money can do to a person.
Oh yeah, money and power—that right there. What's a person that has all the power in the world want? He wants more power. Same with money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I see, like, the main character, Robert McDaniel, that's what he is. He's all about authority and having control. And, you know, he basically, in Midas Cove, he struts around and, you know, he shows his power and his authority over people.
Do you think maybe this kind of coincides with some of the corruption in some of these smaller towns that actually live in that to a degree, not to the extent of what of Jake Carter per se, but just the corruption itself?
Yeah, there is certain small towns that they have to deal with that. You know, I've heard stories and stuff, and, you know, I've always heard the term, you know, it's who you know. To get somewhere in a little small town, it's who you know. And unfortunately, there is a lot of that. But, you know, I kind of show that a little bit, you know, who the cliques are, who the power-hungry people are. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of that out there, and I touch on it a little bit.
What makes Midas Cove stand out from other movies and miniseries that show this type of corruption?
Well, the one thing I'll say about Midas Cove is you will never guess what's coming. You will think you know what's about to go down, and I'll assure you it's misdirection every single time. And that's the way I design. I want the audience to think. You know, I don't want to, like, tell them everything. I want them to think and enjoy and ask questions and stuff like that. I want them to really enjoy it. But the one thing I've designed my show with is you will never figure out what is going on. When you think you have, you're wrong.
I like that. I like a show or even a movie that will do that. That, you know, you're watching it and think you know what it is, and at the end you're like, oh my God, I didn't see that coming. So, and I like
I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of movies and a lot of series, and you can pretty much guess through the whole thing what's going on. And I just think, you know, audiences need something new and fresh, you know, something different. You know, let them guess a little bit. Let them wonder, you know, keep them entertained. That's the thing. You want to keep the fans and the audiences entertained. You don't want them to just guess all the way through. Well, I told you so. No, you don't want that. You want them to guess what's going to happen next. And, you know, they got to can't wait to the next episode to see what's going on. And believe me, we've got the talent in this show to do just that. Because when you see these people perform, you are going to be amazed how good they really are.
Do you want to go down and name each person and what their character is?
I can name a few. I mean, we'll be here all night if I have to name all of them. But, you know, there's my character, Jake Carter. Kate Ward, she plays Caroline Taylor. Joshua Verrix, Eric McDaniel, John Bishop, Hunter McDaniel. Eli Ankerman, he plays Kyle McDaniel. Carl Lick, he plays Robert McDaniel. Myra Zimmerman, she plays Victoria McDaniel. And Lisa Ridenour plays Tina Summers. Scott Azur plays Sheriff Thomas Morgan. Troy Burchett. He plays Detective Patrick Reynolds. Kayla Perkins, she plays Tracy Wheeler. There's a bunch more. I just, like I said, we'll be here for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it sounds like a really good lineup of actors and actresses, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I want to kind of dive into a little bit more, you know, kind of pick your brain, so to speak, as to, you know, your writing skills and the way you decide to mold each character, if you will.
Well, when I'm writing, honestly, you got to play the right music. I just put on my headphones, I listen to my music, and depends on who I'm writing about. If it's an emotional scene, if it's a funny scene, or a sensitive scene, you know, it just all depends. But I just take off. I just wherever the road takes me, that's where I go. I don't like stop, have to do this, have to do that. I just let it flow. That's the best thing to do. Don't question things, because you can always go back and redo it. But the main thing is get it out of your head and onto paper or onto your laptop or whatever, however you're doing it. But the most important thing is get the idea out.
Mm-hmm. As soon as you get up, as soon as that thought occurs.
Oh, yeah. It's like when I'm writing lines, I can literally hear them in my head, how they're supposed to sound, who's saying it. You know, like for Eric McDaniel's character, you know, he's a narcissist. I see him, the one thing he's doing is he's going to be mentally abusing somebody, or he's going to be strutting his power, flaunting his money. You know, that's, you know, his words are always to insult or to show his authority, you know. As far as like Tina Summers is this innocent girl. She's truly innocent, and she's a fragile person, you know. It's like you go from writing about a narcissist to a normal, innocent person, you know. You just gotta be able to put them all together.
Right. Then that's true, because I tend to write at times too, And I'm kind of the same way. I can see things play out as I'm writing it down. But
yes.
I'm curious, who is your favorite writer? Who you kind of decided, hey, you know, I really love the way this person writes, you know. So it kind of maybe inspired your writing skill.
Oh, gosh, there's so many. If I have to pick a writer, I guess I have to go with Stephen King.
I know everybody
picks him, but I'll tell you, one of my favorite ones is I've actually read the book on Christine, and it's really good, and the movie doesn't do it. The movie is a classic. I'll always love it. But when you read the book, there's so much more that you've missed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably one of my favorite stories by him.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like with, because I used to have a lot of his books too, and I believe Christine was one of them. And I've read almost every book that he's written. It is another one. It's the same thing. If you read the book, it's completely, you know, you have the movie, but then you have a lot more in the book versus what the movie shows. So, you know,
and
I think anybody, you want to go back and you want to read that book so you get all of it, you know, and you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, they didn't put this in or they didn't put that in. But there's so much in a book that sometimes you can't put it all in and they just kind of pick the best parts, basically. But,
I know. I mean, if they were to go by the book, it'd be an 8-hour movie.
It would. Mm. So, are you still writing? Still?
Yes, I'm actually working on season 2 minus Cove. Actually, I am started on it. It's just what I'm doing. Well, basically, I've written down a few episodes, but I'm mainly doing notes right now. Like, where is the story going? That's the thing. That's before I start writing a lot of the episodes. I got to figure out all the characters, what are they doing? Why are they doing it? That's the thing you have to ask yourself, you know. But, yes, I am knee-deep in season 2 right now.
Oh, wow. So we got about 15 more minutes. And I'm going to let you plug Facebook pages and things like that, but if you have someone out there, and I always ask this question, if there is someone out there that's new to this and they're writing or they want to write, what advice would you have for them?
Whatever idea you have, no matter, don't ever let someone say it's a bad idea. If you have an idea for something, make sure you follow up on it, because I've had plenty of people literally try to bring my show down. And because, you know, it started out as an idea. Well, my idea is now being filmed because I didn't stop. I didn't quit on it. The thing is, you write it, and it ain't gonna be easy. Believe me, it was not easy for me. It's a lot of hard work. But as long as you stay the course and you do not give up, because you got to work for it. You really honestly do. You have to work for your dream, for whatever you want. But you keep writing, and you just keep adding to it. Don't stop till you get where you need to get with it, whether it's a book or you want it filmed or whatever you want to do with it.
I think that's good advice for anybody. And stay humble. You have to stay humble, too.
Yes. I've noticed this right now. You have to be humble. You have to be courteous. You have to respect people. That's the one thing. You give respect, you get respect.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm hoping that we can get more of the cast and some of the crew to come on and talk, you know, about how they were selected to be, you know, in Minus Cove and just working with each other in general. I think would be something really good to discuss.
you will not be disappointed bringing those actors on, because their voice needs to be heard. They are so talented, and they got, and a lot of them are doing big, big things. And I'm telling you, you won't regret having those actors on your show. They are so talented, and I have respect for each and every one of them for everything they do.
Yeah, I noticed too that Bridget has released a album or new song. Do you want to kind of put that out there? So
yes. Called Open Letters, I think that's what it's called. I recently saw the video. It's unbelievable. She has the most beautiful voice, and she is such a talented actress. She is the bomb. She really is, and she is so good to work with.
I think it's good that when you have people that you can work with and you enjoy working with, it makes things a lot smoother and a lot easier, and you know it's going to be good. There's no ifs and buts about it. It's going to be good. The end result will be fantastic.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Like, you know, everyone is very friendly and courteous on set. I mean, we all get along. It's great chemistry. Me and Bridget have great chemistry playing our parts, and, you know, everyone is just so humble, friendly, and courteous, and when we get together, we film. I mean, we knock it out. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely amazing. Would you like to plug any of your social media?
Yes, you can go on Facebook and type in Midas Cove. It'll take you right to the website. We'll be we're going to be, you know, showing clips and stuff like that later on once the trailer comes out. And also, if anybody wants to come down to Scarefest, you will be able to meet the cast and crew down there, and also get your picture took with Jake Carter himself. He will be there. And you can go on TikTok. We have our teasers there. And mainly the Facebook page has all the information. And we look forward to seeing you all.
Well, I think that pretty much says it all. Do you have any last words you want to say before we conclude?
I just want to thank everyone for the support they've given the show, and the cast and crew. I could not have asked for a better bunch of individuals. And they are really going to shock you with their performances. And when this show comes out, you're absolutely going to love it. It's going to be something that you've never seen before.
Well, there y'all heard it. Be sure to watch for Midas Cove. It is coming up in the very near future, I should say. Definitely want to watch it. I'm excited about it. I know Ben's excited about it, and the rest of the cast and crew are excited about it as well. But stay tuned and come back on tomorrow. We have Joshua Varek that will be on to talk about his role as Eric McDaniel at 7 p.m. And thank you, Ben, so much for coming on. I appreciate it, and I wish you a very good evening.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening. And thanks, everyone, for listening in. Have a great night.